What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Looking at gold and silver right now, gold, 18.13 an ounce, and silver, I believe, has a 19 in front of it. So that's pretty neat for those old-timers who like gold and silver. And part of that reason, Don, is the weak dollar. Dollar staying in the 96s, and it's helping exports in corn and grains. And in general, it's favorable for commodities, looking at the big picture.
You look at those outside markets, NASDAQ, Wall Street, everything seems like on the upswing here.
Yeah, looking at the NASDAQ again, coming in this morning, record highs, stock market, Dow Jones about 3,000 points from record highs. Stocks like Tesla that were trading $600 a share are coming in this morning at $1,600 a share. Amazon tends to go up $100 a day. It's at $3,200 a share. So NASDAQ stock market, absolutely on fire. People selling physical things and buying virtual, and that's the new normal.
So what's hot? Well, what's not hot in this market?
What's not hot, Don, is this weather market. Weather markets end bad for farmers for two reasons. If you're truly being affected by the weather market, you might have a lack of bushels. If you're all excited about the weather market and forget to sell the bushels, you see what happens this morning. Corn down 8, beans down 9. Rain over the weekends. Weather markets confuse people. Do not get a weather market confused with a demand market. Totally different scenario. Quick hit in the markets. They went up. They're coming down just as fast.
Well, you look at how important the stage is. We're in that pollination phase for much of this corn crop.
Went for a ride this weekend and a lot of tassels here in northern Indiana. This area just received 2 inches of rain in the last week. So things looking good here in the I states, us being Indiana.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, based at Mayville, North Dakota.